Okay, let's do the another sugya, a classic sugya, and I think it's a classic of Chaim, which nobody understands pshat. I think I do have pshat. The Gemara said like this: Tana Rabbanan, Chavava Med Aleph. I actually found my old notes, so I'm ready to start all over. But we're not starting all over. The ones stuff we did, we're not doing. But stuff we didn't do, we're definitely going to do. Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Kotche Kotchim. Shchitasam batzofim v'kibudomon v'chlisharis batzofim. Kotche kotchim, the halach is that you have to shecht it in the tzofim of the mizbeach, right? The northern part, ben yerech la mizbeach. You have to shecht it in a certain part in the azara, in the northern part of the azara. So shchitasam batzofim v'kibudomon v'chlisharis batzofim. And the Kabbalah Saddam, Rashi says, it's learned from the fact that Kabbalah is next to Shchita, and the Kabbalah Saddam has to also be on the Kabbalah Saddam has to also be Bitzat Sofoin of the Azara. Now, Omad Bedorim Bahoshud Yodel Tzofoin B'Shochat, if you stood in the south, means you didn't stand in the Tzofoin, you have a long knife and you shecht in the Tzofoin, it's also good. Shchitosek Sheira. Why is that? Because it says that the shechit has to be b'tzofayin and the sheichet does not have to be b'tzofayin. Okay. Beis on Rashi, lekami afilo isa b'tzofayin vein hashoche b'tzofayin aval amakabel tzoch liyaz b'tzofayin hilchki b'kabalose psula. In other words, if you stand in the south v'heishit yodei l'tzofayin and you stick out your hand into the tzofayin v'shachat, shechitosek Sheira. Why? Because the sheichet does not have to be in the tzofayin. However, kibel kabalosai psula. But if you stand in the south and you are mekabel in the tzofayin, then it's no good. What's in between shechita and kabbalah? So I think the answer is because kabbalah is part of the. In other words, you have to be there, right there. So therefore, if you're standing in darim and you're mekabel in the tzofayin, doesn't count. If you're shecht in the standing in Doraim and you're shechting in Tzofayin, it's okay. But if you're standing in Doraim and you're mekabel in Tzofayin, that's no good. Because you have to actually be, the Kabbalah has to be done in the Tzofayin, you have to be in the Tzofayin. Says the Gemara, Hichnis Roshoi Verubai. In other words, you're standing in the Doraim and your body and your head, most of your body, is in the tzofayin with the receptacle, kiilu nichnas kuloi. So then it's like your entire body is inside the tzofayin, and then for kabbalah it's also okay. So basically, we know learned halacha. Then in shchitas kotche kotchim, the halacha is the shchita and the kabbalah have to be in the tzofayin of the azara. So the halacha is that if the kabbalah, if you're in the darim and the kabbalah is in the tzofayin, is no good. Not only that. However, if you're in the Doraim, but most of your body is in the Tzofayin, Roshay V'Rubay is good enough, that's like the Kabbalah is in the Tzofayin. That's halacha of Kotche Kotche. Then the Mishnah Siddur Bragimar says, number four, Kotchim Kalim, there's no halacha that it has to be done with Tzofayin. But it has to be done where? In the Azara. So kochim kalim shchitasan bifnim has to be within the walls of the azara. Kakibul damon bichlishares bifnim, and the kabbalah has to be bifnim. Amad b'chutz v'ichnizad lifnim v'shachat shchitas ekshera. Shchit again, as long as the knife is inside, that's good enough. Kibel kabbalah sepsula. Obviously, if you're standing outside the azara and the kabbalah is bifnim, is no good. Hichnis roishay v'rubay. Ki'ilu lo nichnas. By kochim kalim, if you're standing outside the azara, but most of your body is in the azara, ki'ilu lo nichnas, it does not help. Roshe v'ruboy, by kochim kalim, to be considered from the outside in, does not help. By koche kochim, to be considered from Dorim to Tzofoin, through Roshe v'ruboy, Kabbalah is good enough. Kochim kalim, where it has to be within the azara, standing outside the azara and putting your body in Roshav Ruboy does not help. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, why does Kotshei Kalim has to be Bifnim? So Rashi says, look in Hay on the side. Kibul Domen Bechlishoiz Bifnim, Kabole Bifnim, Nafkelon, Milamoid Lifnei Hashem, Lishorsoi. Alm Lekol Sheirus, Lifnei Hashemu. In other words, because part of the Avodah is Sheirus, right? Lishoreis Lamoid Lifnei Hashem, Lishorsoi. And therefore, it has to all be Lifnei Hashem within the confines of the Azara. Not only that, the Gemara says a little bit further later on, look in the Gemara at the bottom, number 7, Boimene Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Zeira, Hu Bifnim, let's say his whole body is inside the Azara, V'tzitzisoi Bachutz, but part of his hair, he has long hair, I guess the Kohanim had long hair, the Kohen's long hair, part of it is sticking outside of the Azara. Mahu, what's Halacha? Omulais, he told him, Lav Amrit, don't we say Ve'avium Lashem? You have to bring the carbon inside. Atche Tovay Kula Lefnim. Hachanami Bevoyom El Oyel Moed. By the Kohanim says they have to come into the Oyel Moed. Atche Yovay Kuloi Loyel Moed. So Rashi says even though we learn from Lamed Lefnei Hashem Lishosoi, it's the same thing. Bevoyom El Kol Oyel Moed tells me all the Kohanim have to be actually coming into the Oyel Moed, and therefore Lefnei Hashem means Bevoyom El Oyel Moed. You have to be completely inside the Azara. So what do we have over here? The Gemara tells us two halachas. Kotche kotchim, there's a halacha that has to be done bitzafoin. Forget about the shechita. I'm worried about the Kabbalah now. Because shechita, it's all okay. As long as the knife is inside, the shechita doesn't have to be inside, not inside Azara, not inside tzafoin, it's all good. But the Kabbalah, which has to be, the guy has to be inside, the Mekabel Adam has to be inside. There's a difference between kotche kotchim and kotchim kalim. By kotche kotchim, the mekabel has to be in the tzofein, and rubai is good enough. If he's standing a little bit, part of it is sticking outside the tzofein, but roishev rubai is in the tzofein, then kabbalah is good enough. Kotchim kalim, with halach is you have to be b'toicho azara. If rubai, if even one hair sticks out outside the azara, the kabbalah is no good. That is what the Gemara says. Comes along the Biskarov and has two kashas. Kasha number one, he asks, what's the difference between kotche kotchim, kotchim kalim? Just like by kotchim kotchim, we say ruboi kekuloi, and therefore, if you're not ruboi in the tzofen is good enough, so why by kotchim kalim, don't we say ruboi kekuloi, and ruboi teich azorah is good enough? So the truth is, the Shittim Kubetz already asks this kasha. Look at number 7. Azorah nami l'chsiv lamed lefnei Hashem, divina nami kuloi d'chsiv, bevoyim aloi almoit. Vocham bishmaitze, aval gabe hachnosa sofoin loy binim kuloi shari oimid ba'azara. Why don't you need kuloi? Because at least he's standing in the azara. What does that mean? There's halacha you need sofoin and rubei kuloi. We say rubei kuloi. So we say no. The reason why it's good enough because at least standing in the azara, but he has to be in the sofoin. No, but that's by kachim kalim. But the kachim kalim said sofoin. But so that you mekab mekayim lifnei Hashem. You're not mekab mekayim sofoin.
Rubei v'kula takes you enough to sofoin.
So why does rubei v'kula take you to sofoin and rubei v'kula doesn't take you lifnei Hashem? What's the difference? I don't understand the shita. The shita asked the kasha, obviously. Doesn't answer it. I don't understand the answer, shita. Maybe you understand. I don't fully understand it. I don't hear the kasha is a good kasha. You say the kasha. And a more important ask to be screwed off, a better kasha. Wait a second.
No, what the Yeshiva Makamit is saying is that, so if a Kachin Kali uses the Lashon Bazara, so you have to be in the Azara, where you have to be in the Tzofon, yeah, he's not totally in the Tzofon, but he is totally in the Azara.
So what? But he has to be in
the
Tzofon.
As good as the Kachin Kali.
But the Kachin Kali. But Kachin Kachin need to be with Tzofon.
But he's still in the Azara, so Rubo for Tzofon is enough.
Whoopie doo. For Chulin, you don't have to be anywhere. I mean, so what? I don't understand it. Question number one. Question number two asked the Biskarov. Wait a second. We find a concept, B'chola Terekula, of Rubei Kekulai. So why don't you say Rubei Kekulai? Question number one is, what's in the Kachin 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 Kalim? Question number two is, why shouldn't you say Rubei Kekuloi by Kachim Kalim? In the Azorah, Rubei Kekuloi is a concept, Bekolot HaKula.
Can't serve Hashem partially. So what's
I don't understand.
You got to
be all in. Hey?
Is Ruben, just technical, Ruben Kekula, is there a difference between Ruben Kekula and Rosh Kekula?
No, Rosh Meruba is the same, like Rosh Meruba, that's Ubi Kula, correct, correct. Look at number one on the sheet, next page. Kachim kalim shkitosim b'fnim, v'kibu dom mechli shalas b'fnim, omid v'chutz v'chnisod l'fnim, kibul kabalos b'psul, ichnis Rosh Meruba, kilu nichnas. Upirish Rashi, yalfin l'kamon v'shmaitzin, b'voim aloi moed, at shiova kulay. V'gab azor nami boi kulay, at kan l'shaynay. V'chein b'beim amrini v'sugi davim l'ashem, at shay kulay f'nim. Tzokhiyim, question number one. Amai loi mahani hocha, ruboi kekulay. Question number two, Ukemoi gabi tzofain de mahani. Udikaim alon mechol mokim rubi kulay. In other words, two questions I think he's asking. Question number one is, why did you say rubi kulay? And question number two is, you see by kachem, by tzofain, we do say rubi kulay, why over here not? I think he's asking two questions, maybe not, but clearly he's asking the question of rubi kulay. Says the Biskarov, umatzinu kein zeh bishvuas, amar abishai, etc., etc. There's a similar Gemara in Shavuos. Let's see what the Gemara in Shavuos says. So the Gemara in Shavuos says like this. So the Gemara talks about if you go into a base hamenuga. What's a base hamenuga? A house of tzaras, right? A base hamenuga, a contaminated home. So the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Shaya, Bi'ino di'emo milsa, I want to say something, Umistafino mechavrei, but I'm scared of my friends. What do I want to say? Hanichnas lebeis hamenuga derech achoyrov. If you enter the beis hamenuga, this contaminated house, derech achoyrov. What's derech achoyrov? Backwards. You're not going normally into the house. Vaafilu kuloi chutz michoitmoi. Even if you go in completely into the house, besides your nose is still sticking out, so most of your body goes in, derech achoyrov, into the beis hamenuga, tahor. Why? Dichsiv, like it says, v'habo el habayis, derech bio osra toiro, which means that going into the house, even most of your body going into the house, but not the regular way of going in, doesn't make you tamei. V'habo el habayis, derech bios or Torah, a normal way of going in. So the Gemara says,
if you're going backwards and you're totally in.
Wait, frag the Gemara, umistamina mechavrei, why? Ihochi kulay nami. So if that's the case, why does he only say 3/4 of the way you go in backwards? If you go in backwards completely, it's also not ubo el abayis. So why only if you go in shaloi kederech biosai, only then you tahar, even if you're going all the way, it should be like that. Sigma says, Amar Rava, kuloi, if you're going completely backwards, right? So eina chenami, mihilchais v'habo el abayis, there is no derech bia, not going to make you tamei. Aba kuloi loigora, mikelim shebebayis. Dichsiv, v'lo yitamei, kol ha-shebabayis. In other words, if you go in backwards, shaloi kederech biyosai, kuloi, so mehilchais v'haboi labayis, you're not going to become tamei, but you're no worse than something which is already in the house when the house became tamei. For example, the kelim shebabayis. So now you find yourself in the house, true, you didn't become tamei as you're going in, but you're tamei because you're besoi chabayis. That's what the Gemara says. Look in Rashi, 1, Mikelim Shabayis, Shahayu Boy Mitchilosoi, Vilaikirinubu Vahabo Alabayis, it's not called Habo Alabayis, Vafilo Hochitmeim Kirchsev, Ufinus Abayis, Kirchlin Mokalashababayis. In other words, there's a concept of Habo Alabayis that makes you Tomei if you go in the regular way. If you don't go in the regular way, you're not going to become Tomei Habo Alabayis if it's 3/4 of your body, but if all your body is inside, then you anyway tamei, because no different than somebody being inside the house.
Now, if I go in forwards and everything's in the house except a few hairs.
Well, it's Bashman the Gemara that if I go in forwards and
not all the way in,
I'm still going to be tamei because it's Rubei Kekulai.
Right?
Rubei Kekulai, but only when I go backwards in, I don't say Rube Kukulai, but I will be Tomei in the house. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Ochi, Gagin Halalu, and Echlisham Kachakalan Shim, being Kashakhisham Kachim Kalim, which means the Gagin are the thing, the second floors in the Beis HaMikdash. These attics, what is that, all around the Beis HaMikdash, that like a second floor inside the Beis HaMikdash. So that's not Mekudesh, that's not called a place of the Azara. Ein Echlim Shom Kachim Kalim, Ein Echlim Shom Kachim Kalim is not part of the Azara. But the Tomei She Nichnas Derech Gagin Leichel, Potter Shnema, Vel HaMikdash Leisovoy, Derech Bia Osa Teiro. Which means, if you come into the Beis HaMikdash, through those gagim, through those roofs, and you stay there, and you come in through there, again, it's you come in Tomei, you again, it's not called Derech Bia Asra Torah. That's what the Gemara says. So again, we see that when it says that the Isser is to come in, has to be only Derech Bia Asra Torah.
Once you're in, you're not.
What?
Once you're in, you're not.
You are. We're going to get that soon. But the same idea we find over there. So basically, the Gemara says two things. The Gemara says that yes, if you come in, that Sigmar seems to say, if you come in, derech biyasai, so then we say, then rubay kukulay. If you don't come in derech biyasai and the hair sticks out, you're tar. But if you're inside, then obviously, what's the name? Then if you're kula inside, then you're going to be tamei, because you're no different than the kalim. How it doesn't matter how you came in. Correct? Atkan, clear. Right? Everybody following me? Good. Comes along Taisus, and Taisus says, wait a second. Why, when you're going in derech achayrov, correct? When you're going in shaloike derech biyosoi, and you're going in roiv is coming in, why don't you say ruboy kekulai? If there's a concept of ruboy kekulai and kulai b'soich habayis, even if it was didn't go in at all, if you found the kalim in the house kulai b'soich habayis, you tell me. So if you went in the wrong way, it's no worse than kalim b'soich habayis. And Rubai Kekulai, you should become Tomei. That's the question. Taisus number two. V'teima, the derech achayrov, nami, kishenichnas Rubai, yehei Tomei. Mitam, the Rubai Kekulai, umishenichnas kulei avetomei, mitid havekelem shebevayis. In other words, any way you come in, you're completely inside, you're Tomei. Even if it's not vahabo elabayis, not the way you're supposed to come in, you're still Tomei. What? Rubei Kekulai.
No, if you're going halfway regular, you're in. If you're going halfway backwards.
No. So Taisus says, Taisus has a question. And Taisus seems to say clearly that we don't say Rubei Kekulai over here. So it comes out from Taisus that the nafkamina would be that if you're inside the house, if you're going regularly, we say Rubei Kekulai. And then even if you go in most of your body.
Why not? So
that's Taisus' teretz. That's why you need two psukim to tell me that there's such a thing, that you're right. But the halach is true, comes out in places clearly, that if you're inside the house, or you go in, then you have to be completely inside the house. We go in derech achayrov, we don't say rubik kukulai. But if you go, if the isser is vahabo, then we do say rubik kukulai. Taisus doesn't give reason, just says, why don't you say rubik kukulai? So Taisus says, because otherwise you wouldn't need two psukim, exactly like you said. But the halach is true that there's a difference between going inside the house, then we say rubei kukuloi, or finding yourself in the house, or going shaloi kederech biyosei, which is the same halach as finding yourself in the house, and then we don't say rubei kukuloi. Clearly we see there's a difference. There are two separate cases. Reb Chaim points it out, and he points out in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, in the first part he ties it into a different Rambam. I don't want to go into that Rambam. But Reb Chaim said like this. Reb Chaim says that he has another question. He says that the halacha is that you can't go tomei. So this was into a house, tzaras. There's another halacha, you can't go tomei into a Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says you need two psukim. One for going in tomei and one for being tomei inside the Beis HaMikdash. So Reb Chaim asks a question, why do you need two psukim? Look at number three. V'nei b'shvuos daf tezayin on beis. Tuma ba'azor minolon, omer ablozer, kos vechadoim es mishkan Hashem timei. Because vechadoim es kies mikdash Hashem timei. Im einin letuma shebachutz, that you're tummy on the outside, you're going inside, tine in letuma shebifnim. Harei, the nitma b'chutz in bifnim, tzichim trei kroiv, lo yalfi ma'adodi. So you need two separate psukim. One, if you become tummy on the outside and you enter, and the other one is, if you become tummy on the inside. So he says, why don't you learn one from the other? Why do you need two psukim? Then he says, "Uchaim number 3a, the Hainu Shum, the Be'emes, Iker Din Bia Ha'amr B'chol Mokim Yesh Lefasha B'Trei Gavne." There's two concepts in going inside Betuma. Oide Pirushayu Etzem Maisak Nisa. Either pshat is going inside, that itself is the Maisa of going Betuma. Oy de zeshu sham me mele gamkein have bikhlal bio di yoisa sham mikrobio. In other words, the fact that you were inside, found yourself inside, that means you came into the azara. That's what he says. So Chaim says the two concepts over here, and that's what he can learn one from the other. One is going, the act of entering Betuma, and the other one is being inside Betuma. That means you now entered Betuma. Chaim says these are two things. Chaim says, how do I know I'm right? From this Gemara and from this Tosis. Vinire, look at number 3b. Arya, you following? Venera, the dovers and mavur mohadamrina bishwus, dafi zaim beis, haniklis the beis amnuga decha choira, vafilukula chut mihoid matar, lixiva bola beis, dech biasa toira, yochi kula namam rabukula nego, mekem shabais, lukulam shamas, vasim kam shabais, shama mela nikam, etc. Hare mavur, the hanik tre gavne, bios, travayu isnu bidin bio. There's two concepts, even by the beis amnuga, by the tsaras, there's two concepts. Hushne shemas vidin mukulokim heim. Ukemoshim chalukim bedin bias beis nuga, dekederch bio diikasham gam maisach nisa chayle din bia bechnis ruboy. Reb Chaim says, I'll show you that I'm right, because in our Gemara we just did, we see both concepts. Going inside regularly, there is a halacha of what? Of ruboy kekulai, right? And then finding yourself inside is also an iser of coming inside the home. But there we don't say Rubei Kukulai, you need Kulai Mamish. So Chaim says, you see, there's two concepts. And he uses the answer, I'm just showing from this Chaim, which I couldn't need the Chaim, but to show that from this Gemara comes out, there's two concepts. There's going inside Betuma, into the Beis HaMenuga, or any beer which is forbidden, and finding yourself inside, and there's Nafkaminis. Going inside, normally, we say Rubei Kukulai, finding yourself inside, or going derech achoyrov, we don't say rubik kukulai, you have to be completely inside. Wait, that's atkan, that's kach katu bi gemara. Is that clear? Arya, is that clear? That's because you're looking at the previous gemara.
I don't know why it's necessary.
What not necessary?
I'm in
we're not talking about shchita. Were you back to shchita? Okay.
I don't understand the whole kasha.
What don't you understand?
One's shechita and one's...
Both of them are Kabbalah.
No, yes, I'm right. But with... All right, time.
Both of them are Kabbalah. You tell me there's difference between Kabbalah by Pnim and Kabbalah by Tzofon? Maybe.
Okay.
We're going to get to that, perhaps. But before we get there, we first have to understand. In other words, so all I have so far is the... Biskov says that we have the Gemara in Shavuos that tells us there's a difference of going inside Betuma and finding yourself inside. Clearly, there's a difference between the two, right? Going inside and finding yourself. Going inside, we say Rubei Kukulai. Finding yourself inside, we don't say Rubei Kukulai. Voraya, going Derech Achoyrov, where there's no concept of Ahaba, you're not going inside. We don't say Rubei Kukulai. You have to completely be inside. That's clear in the Gemara. By what? By Nazir, you mean? By who?
By Mitzayr.
Mitzayr what?
He has to do, you need Shemen. You need to go through.
Okay, but that's not Ruboy.
No, but...
Okay, one second. Now, Reb Chaim has another question, similar type question. He says, Reb Chaim has a simple question. He says, why does Gemara have to say that if you go Derech Gagin, your potter, right? If you go through the roof, the Gemara, we just did that Gemara. Your potter, if you go through the roof, because not the normal way of going in, who cares? At the end of the day, you're inside the Beis HaMikdash anyway. You're Tomei anyway. Who asked that question? You asked the question, right? Why does Gemara have to say that if you go Derech Gagin, you're Potter? What's the difference? At the end of the day, you're inside the Beis HaMikdash Betuma. You're Tomei anyway. So why? Who cares? What's the relevance Chaim asked a question. Look in the next page. That's really the Chaim I wanted to focus on. Vinei ikadin de mevur besugi shom nim nichtes lemikdash betumah derech gagen potter tzorchien. Nefi madam in mikor gam nitma bifnim de chayev. If you tummy inside, you chayev no matter what. Im kain, where are you holding? Page 3. Top. Im kain, hare loy gorash loy kedach biyo min nitma bifnim de chayev. In other words, who cares that if halacha is once you're inside, you tummy. So then who cares if you go in Shalaika Dech Biyasa, you go through the roof, at the end of the way, it's no different than being Tomei inside. In other words, we said that if you go in backwards, correct? You still become Tomei. Why? Because you're no different than the person who's inside the house once you're inside. So then why does Gemara say that if you go through the roof, you're Nitar? At the end of the day, you're no different than being inside. So Reb Simcha Zelig, the Dayan and Brisk, answered, because we're talking about a case where you are
not fully
inside. So if you're not fully inside, you go through the roof, it's like Bayis HaManuga. That's Reb Simcha Zelig answered. Look at number 4a. V'yididi Reb Simcha Zelig tirates, the nafkemin yilingim nichnas rakluboi. D'mshumachdin de kelim shvifnim harivino davkshi yikonis kuloi ukemoi Bayis HaManuga. Same kasha, that's the really the Chaim that he's talking about. In other words, that just like we find the Gemara that says that if you go in the house Saras, if you go regularly, we say Rubei Kukulai. If you go backwards, so you still Tamei if you go inside, even though you didn't go inside the house, because once you're inside, the difference is, here you have to go fully inside, because to be found inside the house, you have to go fully inside. Mashen can go through the front door, regularly, you say Rubei Kukulai. So Simcha Zelig says, that's the same thing with the Beis HaMikdash. You're right, if you go through the roof, then you're not going to become Tomei, you're not going to be Oved Isser, because you went through the roof, that's only the halacha of going in. But once you're inside, then you're anyway Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the difference? If part of it stays outside, then you're not going to be Chayev Haba, and you're not yet Chayev, because there's no Rubei Kukulai, because you're not yet inside. That's what Haba and this is of being fun. If you did both, maybe yeah. So far we just said over the Gemara. Simcha Zelig says that's the difference by coming through Gagin. But the question is, why should that be like that? So Chaim says, look what he writes. Try and help me understand. 4b, Udvara Bruhim, and these are clear things. The Be'emes. You have it, 4b? That's very important. Udvar brurim, the Be'emes. Had machalkin asham bigmara. Bink derech biya imloi. The bit derech biya. Normal way of going in. Sagi beruboi. Ushaloi. Ike derech biya. Srichin dafke kuloi. Right? That's what we're saying the whole time. Nire. The lavdin biyuchad beves hamenuga hu de havize. It's not just by tzaras we have this halacha. Kiim de havedin bechol biya isamures betoira. Uve'etzim din bia. Every time you Torah asks us going inside, the chol she kederech bia, chashiva bia, bevias ruboi. Once you have ruboi, derech bia, normal way of going inside, we say rubei kukulai. But ushe keloi kederech bia, but if it's backwards, oi sheloi hoya sham maise bia, or you didn't walk in, you found yourself inside, loi chashiva bia, that's what it is. Poshet says of Chaim. V'alkein gam hocha bevias megdash, v'adir v'dech bia sagi v'ruboi, v'nit mefinim, einu chayv kim b'shu kuloi v'azala. So Chaim says he's 100% right. Kola tere kulo. If you have to go, if the Isra is going inside, if we're talking about the going inside, then we say rubei kukuloi. But if the Isra is not the going inside, v'haraya, you went in backwards, or the Isra is finding yourself inside, b'tameh, then we don't say Rubei Kukulai. Why? Doesn't explain why. You understand the reason why? So Chaim, in a different part, in Hilchos Tumas Saras, Chaim explains a little bit why. Let's read the words inside number 5. Same svara. V'nira loyma. Maybe together we'll figure it out. The loyshayach loyma hachdinoi de Rubei Kukulai. Rak hecha de nichnas kederech bia. Only if you go in regularly, then we say Rubik Kukulai. Why? The chol mixas u mixas bia mikaria vehaba. Every time you make another step inside, a little bit more inside, you all mikayim vehaba elabayis tome. Ela, the loy nitmachi kanes kule. You're not tome until you're fully inside. Vazes shapir amrinon, the Rubik Kukulai. And that you can say Rubik Kukulai. Masha'en came benichnas derech ha'choyrov, the chosman shalei nichnas kula lei have bio klal. But if you're going backwards until you're fully inside, it's not called inside. Vim kein had it zrichin el bias kulai, hu milvad mashalei gora mikderech bio, the kaimla nichnas chiknulis, I do tar, he's still tar. Muchum shirol is menzer nichnas kulai, I love a feel of mixas. In other words, until he fully goes inside, he didn't go inside yet. Ulufize are lo shaykh ha klal hach dina de rubik kulay de rubik kulay la shaykh el in hach dinan de binan kama she kanes rubik kulay only possible if you have to know how much you went inside va ken shapem rinan de reif she khoshe kvar bo have kulay that he went in part is like he went in completely ma shenke in de hege de beloy knis es kulay le have be a klal. However, if you only way you tome is if you fully, if you're inside, not going in, but finding yourself inside, then we don't say that doesn't happen until you're fully inside. We don't say Rubik Kukulai. Vim ken shle shaykh leim Rubik Kukulai, kivin de gamma roi, vadayin ena lov din bia, does not shaykh Rubik Kukulai. What do these words mean? For the life of me, I can't understand it. So, Joe, help me out, please. You understand it? How do you understand it? So I'll tell you. One second, you're following Ibrahim? You said the words of Ibrahim?
You either get the translation. You either get tamei by being inside, and when you're inside, you got to be totally inside.
Right, that's what we know.
Or you can get tamei
by going inside.
And bia, as you go more and more, you're getting more and more closer to the shear to be tamei. And once you're rupo inside, you're tummy.
So why?
When you go backwards, it's not even called bia.
Got it. That's and if you, I got bia. It. I understand it's not bia's mitzvahs.
You can't be tummy till you're fully inside.
You can't be rubei kukulei. I got it. So why don't you say the person is lying inside the base of mikdash betumah and one hair is sticking outside? Life, the person is inside the base of mikdash. No, it doesn't. You're not tummy till you're fully inside. Because why not?
But
say Rubei Kukulai from being tamei inside the Beis Hamikdash.
No, it's not.
Why not?
Because when you're inside, you've got to be fully inside.
Explain that to me.
You're
I know.
Not inside, you're not inside.
I know what he's saying. I don't get it. So I'll tell you. I know. I know what the Prime says. I know Prime says it. Explain me the Svara. I don't get the Svara in it. You know he says that. And I'll tell you how he ties it into Zvachim. Beautiful. He ties it into Zvachim and he says, well, when it comes, that's what our Gemara says, that even though he answered the first, wait, even though our Gemara says that if you do the Kabbalah and part of you, one hair sticks outside, bachutz, and your kulei b'fnim, it's not called b'toicho azara, says the Chaim, because doing the Kabbalah inside, there's no halacha of bia coming inside the azara. You have to be inside the azara. And you're not inside the azara. We don't say Rubik Kukulai. Fits perfect. Prime says that. What's the svara?
The difference is...
He, by the way, he doesn't answer yet kachim. That's the next
being,
part. We're going to get to that.
Being
but that,
being is a state. It's a state of being.
And that's a maisa.
And it's a yes or no.
Correct.
You either are or you aren't.
Right.
Bia is a process.
So you can say Rubik Kukulai.
So
I'll tell you, I got it. So the way I learned it, Pashup Pshat, that Pshat is like this. Bia means every millimeter I take is another part going inside. Going inside. So I went in mostly inside, that means it's a maisa, I went inside completely. Mashain came a metzias. That I'm inside. So if I'm not inside, I don't see Rubik Kukulai to make me inside.
You're not inside.
I hear that. I don't fully get it. So I was troubled with this. Abraham, I didn't know what he was saying. I couldn't fully. I figured even if I hear it, I can't explain it to people because it's not. I need to come up with something better. So I met Rabbi Waxman, Rami Waxman in Darche, and I first asked a few other people, never heard of this Abraham. I said, what kind of yeshiva is it? Don't know. Prime, a classical prime. Even I. So my son says, Abba, you didn't know there's a prime either 2 days ago. So I said, Usher, you're right. But I am working for the last 15 years. It's a rough. These are all learning in Kolo for 20 years. So they should know all these classical primes. So Rabbi Waxman says, Enoch and Ami Lakewood, they know there's a prime, no question about it. You know, but he said, then when he was in yeshiva, he said like this pshat. He says that Rubei Kekuloi is on, for example, you don't say Rubei Kekuloi, can I say three quarters of Kriya Shema and be Yotze Kriya Shema Rubei Kekuloi? Doesn't go like that. Because either you have to say the whole Kriya Shema, you need the finished product. Meaning, you can say Rubei Kekuloi on an action, on a maisa. I did part of it, I did most of it, so I did all of it. Rubei Kekuloi. Shechita Simonim, so I shechted 1.5 Simonim, so every time a little bit, oh, good, Rubei Kekuloi, I shechted both Simonim. But if I have to have a maisa Kriya Shema, I have to say the whole Kriya Shema, I didn't say Rubei Kekuloi on a finished thing, on a metzias, doesn't work. So my question to him was, I get it. So first of all, I hear the svara, but why don't you say Rubei Kekuloi on being inside this bias? I'm inside. What's the svara?
I'm either there or I'm not.
I hear. And question number two, that this answers, Chaim answers, why being in the Azara for the Kabbalah from Kotche Kalim, why even my hair sticks outside, we don't say Rubei Kekuloi. I get that. Because being in the Azara is not a mitzvah of doing something. You have to be in the Azara Kabbalah, state of being. And you don't see Rubei Kekuloi in the state of being. But why by Kotche Kotchim, when you're inside the Tzofayim and your hair sticks out of the Tzofayim, we say, over there, we do say Rubei Kekuloi. Over there, it's also a state of being. What doesn't answer the second kasha of the Briskerov. So that's, I didn't fully understand the Chaim. There's two mahalchim to explain this Chaim. Rav Shach says one mahalach, which is not really Reb Chaim, it's a nice pshat, but he answered both kashas. And then Reb David Soloveitchik, which I definitely didn't understand, but my son explained me pshat, the way he understood, and I think that's the right pshat in Reb Chaim, and we'll do that in a second. First it says of Shach. Reb Shach said like this. Listen, Reb Shach's side. It's a little wild, but he says like this pshat Reb Chaim. He says Reb Shach, that when it comes to Rubei Kekuloi, generally, Rubei Kekuloi, there's a classic Chakira. The classic Chakira in Rubei Kekuloi is what's the Pshat Rubei Kekuloi, right? Is the Pshat that Miut is bottled to the Rive, but the Miut will, meaning the Rive overtakes the Miut, and the whole thing, the Miut, becomes part of the Rive, and now you have the whole thing. You have 80% like this, 10% like this, so we say the 10% becomes part of the Rive, and the Rive encompasses everything, is that pshat? The miut is bottled by roiv, or the pshat is no. That roiv is enough. Maybe that's the pshat. Bottled by roiv means not that the miut is bottled by roiv, Rubei Kekuloi is that roiv is enough. If Seth would be here and tell me, that's the difference between Rubei Kekuloi or miut bottled by roiv. There's two different concepts in halacha. He's not here. The one week I need him here, but he's not here. Okay. So that, in other words, so pshat says like this. Number seven. He's going back to Tosfos. Why don't you say, when you're going backwards, why don't we say Rubei Kekuloi? In other words, the miut becomes part of the roiv. In other words, the miut becomes part of the roiv. It's enough. You don't need the whole thing. Rubei Kekuloi, roiv is enough. You hear both words? Right? So you say like this. Says the Pshach, by a person, you can't say the miut is bottled by roiv. Why? Because, for example, a person is in the Azara, correct? And part of his body is sticking outside. The person is tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. And part of his foot is sticking outside. So what are you going to say? That miut, his foot, doesn't count? Can't say that. Every part of a person is dover chashav. That's what he explains it. But it's not. It's halacha. I think mitzvah might be different. You have to have just the fingers over there. There's no halacha. The whole body has to be there. So he says, by a person you can say, look what he writes, 7a. Shadam gamma miut, choshe bifne atzmoi, veine nigra acharoif. Vakein binon, she kule besech habayis. In other words, by a person, right? Tosfos says that if you find yourself inside, or derech achoir, which is not a din bia, it's just finding yourself in the base of Migdash Tomei, or in the house Tomei, so then you have to be completely inside. We don't see rubi kulei. Why? Because you can't say the miut is batel b'roif. Avo benichnas derech ponov, shemaisa habiyoi metamoi, dichsiv vahabo, bezeh shapir adin, da'af b'miut mixed lenech shabiyo, avo biyo shroiv odom, chashiv habiyo. Meaning he's playing pshat reb chaim. If it's a metzias, so then you have to say the miut is batel b'roif. You can't say that part of the foot of the person is batel, doesn't exist. So therefore, there is no tomb over here because you can't say miut batel b'roif. Masha inkein, if the isher is going inside, which is a maisa, so you can say svara that roif going inside is called going inside. Meaning the maisa of roif going inside is called a person went inside. You don't have to fully go inside. Halfway going inside is also called going inside. The other halacha of roiv, that roiv is enough, you can say if it's on a maisa. I think that's what he's saying in Shabbat Chaim. Now, if it's on a maisa, so roiv is good enough. You don't have to fully go inside. The issue is going inside. Roiv going inside is also good enough. So that's where the first and second svara kicks in. Masha inkein, if the issue is not going inside, but actually the entire body has to be tamei inside the Beis HaMikdash, so you have to come onto miut batel b'roif. You don't say that by a person. That's shat in Tosfos. Why Tosfos says, if you go derech achoirav, or you find yourself inside where there's no issue of haba, then you have to have miut batel b'roif. You don't say that by a person. Miut batel b'roif. Mash einkein, if the issue is haba, so then we say, roiv haba is also called haba. You went inside. You know, you went in mostly inside. That's a mice of haba, says of shach. That's shat in Tosfos. Says of Shach, that's the difference between Kabbalah b'fnim and Kabbalah b'tzofayn. He says, Shach, why? Listen to this unbelievable vart. He's so correct. He says, when the halach is, when it comes to, one second, let me just see what I, wait. Oh, like this. He said like this. When it comes to being inside, bifnim, so Rashi says, it's la'moid l'shores l'fnei Hashem. That means, it's a din on the shoyved, it's a din on the kohen, he needs to be inside, right? That's a pshat. Kutcher kalim, which at least has to be, all the kutcherim has to be within the confines of the Azara. The halach is, that the halach, not just the avoida has to be done bifnim, but the kohen needs to be in bifnim. Lamed l'shoreis l'fnei Hashem. The oimid has to be bifnim. So for the person to be inside, if part of it is sticking outside, you don't say miut batel b'roif. By person, you don't say miut batel b'roif. So clearly, he's not inside. We don't say rubi kukulay. Mashenkin, he says, the halach is to be mekabel the dam b'tzofayim, says the shach. It's only so right. Mekabel the dam b'tzofayim. There's no halacha that the kohen has to be b'tzofayim. The Kabbalah has to be done b'tzofayin, just like the Shechita has been done. So generally, Shechita b'tzofayin, the main thing is the knife. Kabbalah, since you're holding on to the receptacle, so in order for the Maisa of Kabbalah to be done b'tzofayin, you need the person to be b'tzofayin. Otherwise, he's not doing the Kabbalah b'tzofayin. Masha Einkein, if there the issue is the Maisa Kabbalah b'tzofayin, if Reiv the Maisa Kabbalah was done b'tzofayin, that's a Kabbalah b'tzofayin, that's good enough. You understand the difference? By being bifnim, the sha'ivet being bifnim, this halacha. Besides the avoda being done bifnim, the kayin, the person also needs to be bifnim. Says the pshach. According to my svara, by a person, you'll never say miut mizbatel b'roif. Why? Because the person's not mizbatel. And the svara of right being good enough, you don't say in a person. Right being good enough, you only say on a maisa. So therefore, by Kabbalah, it's a person to be b'fnim. You don't see miut batel b'roif. You don't see rubi kukulay. His hair sticks out of the azara. Sorry, nothing of going over here. You don't see rubi kukulay. Mashenki, when it comes to Kabbalah b'tzofayin, the reason why the guy has to be b'tzofayin, there's no halacha that the guy has to be b'tzofayin. The Kabbalah needs to be done b'tzofayin. So in order for the Kabbalah to be b'tzofon, shchita b'tzofon, as long as the knife is done b'tzofon, the process, wonderful. But the Kabbalah, since he's holding on to the thing, so in order for the Kabbalah to be b'tzofon, the guy has to stand b'tzofon. Otherwise, there's no Kabbalah b'tzofon. But, what?
Why not just the bowl? Who cares about the person?
Because that's the nature of Kabbalah. Since you're holding on to the thing, so the person has to be tzofon, that makes the avodah b'tzofon. That is the smart. You can disagree with that, but I hear that smart very well. In other words, look at 8b. Ein adin shabina shemekabel yamed b'tzofon, ela shadin dim oin b'dorim v'shid yod b'tzofon, chashiva shemekabel b'dorim. Meaning, if he's standing in the dorim and he's handing the thing over there, see, that means the person accepted it, because the person accepting it, that's b'dorim. But the main thing over there is the meiser to be done b'tzofon. So if roiv the meiser is done b'tzofon, so that's good enough. Just like roiv the haba is done, is good enough. So roiv the kabbalah is done b'tzofon is also good enough. And therefore over there, you say, rubi kukulai. It's a nice pshat. Does Reb Chaim say it? Joe?
I don't know.
I don't know if Reb Chaim says it. I don't think Reb Chaim says it. Close to it. It's a nice svara. And that's the pshat. The meiser and the metzias, that's one way of understanding. Comes along with David Soloveitchik, and he says another pshat. And he said like this. And that's the last shot, and he says the following. Let me just find it. Oh. Says of David like this. Oh. Says of David, if you look in the words of his Zayde, Reb Chaim, he's not talking about Rubei Kukuloi on a Metzias at all. At all. All the halachas that he's talking about of tumah and beveis hatzaras is that two ways of having a haba. There's two ways of having a bia coming in betumah. Either you can come in betumah through an action, the actual going in is coming in betumah, or if you find yourself in the beveis hatzaras, you also came in betumah. It's another way of coming in betumah. Meaning, there's two ways. There's, you can actually come in, the ma'isa derech bia, that's where you come in betumah. Or, we saw that, Reb Chaim, if you are inside the home, then you came in betumah. That's what you did, right? The isra is coming in betumah. So there's two ways to come in. You can either come in, as you're coming in, that's betumah. Or if you find yourself in the home, that means you came in, that means you came in betumah. Now, where do we say Rubei Kukulai? Prime says this. Is every step along the way you're coming in. So then, every step along the way, every shlav along the way, you're coming in betumah, you're called haba, we say Rubei Kukulai. Correct? But if the halacha of coming in other words, if I find myself in the house, it's not a metzias. Finding myself in the house means I came in betumah.
What if you came in backwards?
Wait. I know. But at the end of the day, finding myself in the house means I came in betumah.
But maybe I didn't come in the right
way. I know, but that's shaloi kederach bia, or finding myself in the house is the same thing that I came into the home. But this halacha that I'm called now coming into the home, it's only after I'm in the home. It happens after I'm ready inside the house. Then we say, oh, by the way, he came into the home. Not, you know, if the Isser is the Maisach Nasser, that's Kederach Bia, then every step along the way, I'm doing the act of coming into the home. But if the finding myself in the home is the act of coming into the home, how? By being in the home, that means I came into the home, not by actually making a Maisa, but Isser is being found in the home, that means I came into the home. That does not happen until I'm fully in the home. That's what you said. It doesn't happen until I'm fully in the home. Then we say, I came into the home. So until I'm fully in the home, I never came into the home. You don't say Rubei Kukulai. Rubei Kukulai means if every step along the way is a Maisa Bia, then we say Rubei Kukulai, most Bia. Okay, Rubei Kukulai, you came in. One second. Masha'in came, finding myself in the home, if the bia is not the act of going in, but it's the finding myself that I came into the home, that doesn't start until I'm fully in. So how you can say Rubei Kukulai? It never started, because I've never had that lach. Reb Chaim only said the svara of Rubei Kukulai, Not because of Teir Kula. By halachas of coming in, of Bia. He says, Raya. The halach is by Sukkah, right? What's halacha by Sukkah? Rubik Kulai. How does that work, Rubik Kulai? I have to find myself in a Sukkah. Because by Sukkah, there's no halacha of coming in. So therefore, of course you say Rubik Kulai. No Shaila. Where does Reb Chaim say you don't say Rubik Kulai by Metzias? If you still need a halacha of Haba, of coming inside. So if you have to have a halacha of Haba coming inside, and it's not derech biyasoi, so that halacha of Haba coming inside only happens once I'm fully inside. Once I'm fully inside, I don't say Rubik Kulai, because I'm not, the Haba doesn't happen until I'm fully inside. So therefore, Reb Chaim says, there's a big difference between coming in, there I say Rubik Kulai, or if I find myself in house, it's also a fulfillment of Haba, but it's Haba, passive or retroactive, after I'm inside. That's when I fulfilled the Haba Alabai's Tomei. So until I'm fully inside, there's no Rubik Kulai. That's exactly what Reb Chaim said. You can't get more brisk than this. As straight, without anything added on.
We split Reb Chaim into two. Here we're putting it into one.
No.
No.
Because
it's not a shame. It's not
Haba.
You're in it.
No, but it's not Pshat. It's Tzias. You say Rubik Kulai. Meaning, being in it is also a Kiyum Din of Haba. Because being inside means you came inside out. Right, look inside. No, but therefore, that doesn't happen until after you finished.
Going on the fact that there's two psukim.
Correct.
And
Ba.
He's saying when you're fully in the house, the only way you got there was by Haba.
Correct.
So that's how you Mekayem Haba.
Correct. By being in the house, that's Haba.
Only if you're fully there.
Because it doesn't start until after you're inside. Read inside. Read number 9. Look clearly. You have it, number 9? Omnan Habiyu Bezeu Kach. He says, the Pasuk says, so you might have a Pasuk that you told me bifnim, but there's no Ma'ase Bia not coming inside. You were inside already. Doesn't mean that once you're inside, you're automatically told me. Elo marbinon, we include the gam kesher nitma bifnim, ike beze bia lemikdash betuma. The bia is kulei shom betuma, mikri bia, v'nichlau b'chalal delav layavoy. In other words, being inside is also a fulfillment of bia, of coming inside. And then Reb Chaim says el hedya. He says, oy deze shul shom emele, Reb Chaim says, gam kein have b'chalal bia, the bia is shom mikri bia. That's what he says. So therefore he says, so very simple. So therefore he says, you can't say Rubik Kulai. Because when is this fulfillment of that I'm called Bia? Only when I'm fully inside. And Rubik Kulai, you'll only say by a Bia. You don't say Rubik Kulai, but every Metzias, or the Shaila, whether you say Rubik Kulai, the whole Shaila, I'm saying, is only by Halacha Bia. So therefore, where you are going inside, you can be you mekayim now the haba, so you can say Rubik Kulai. But if you only mekayim the haba after you're inside, that's the lab of haba. So you don't start that until Rubik. You don't see Rubik Kulai because until you're inside. By the way, these are the words of Chaim. You go back to Chaim. That's exactly what he's saying. I'm not saying anything more than that. So he says that's the difference between going into the azara and going into the tzafon. Why? He says going into the what's name. And this is the hard part. Going into the bifnim, right? So there's also halacha of bevoyam el oyel moyet. But that's like finding yourself. In other words, there's also not just you have to, not just push up shots. The kohen has to be in the azara. It's a metzias. No. When he's in the azara, he's fulfilling the bevoyam el oyel moyet. So therefore, that only happens once he's fully inside. So therefore, you can't say Rubik Kulai, because only fully inside, that's when you fulfill the Bavayim Alamayit, and therefore you don't say Rubik Kulai. Masha'en came.
He's doing a normal entry.
What?
Isn't he doing a normal entry? He is doing a derech
bia. I know, but part of it stays outside. Because since part of, we're talking about that part of it stayed outside.
But he's entering in a normal way.
Oh.
I know.
See, that's my son said, that's the trouble you'll have to figure out. He says that since over there there's no concept of v'haba, It's just, it's always a metzias of being inside. Meaning there's no issa of a haba.
The lashon, it's the lashon that uses. Haba means he's already there.
Right, so why is that different?
Well, oh, we said Masha'inke in Sukkah, there's not even a concept of haba. So of course you say Rubei Kekulai. You don't have that concept. No, there's a third, exactly. Those are things. He says the Reb Chaim can be, the whole Reb Chaim can be, has to be looked in the context where there is a chiyuv of going, either going inside or being inside. That's what Reb Chaim says is halacha. But where there's no halacha of being inside or going inside. What?
I know,
but it's no halacha of doing this concept of anchoring, of entering or having the concept of entering after you've entered. If you don't have any of those concepts, then for sure you say Rubei Kekulai. See, if he says by Sukkah and by Tzofen, same idea. You can follow the same story he said before. By Tzofen, there's no concept that you have to go inside, or after you're in the tzofen, it has to be a concept that you enter the tzofen. No such thing. It has to be done with tzofen, because the Kabbalah has to be done with tzofen, not more than that. And therefore he says, of course, to say Rubei Kekulai is no different than the sukkah. Masha'en kein, going inside the Azara, it's like having the haba without able to actually go inside. Because the Azara, there's no halacha that says haba el Azara. Kohanim have to be found inside. So this kiyum of haba only happens after you're fully inside, and therefore until you're fully inside, you won't say Rubei Kekulai. So that's where Reb David learned Shad Reb Chaim, and that's everything Kabbalah, Kachim Kalim, and Kachim. Now I happen to think that that's the most glatt of shot in Reb Chaim. Joe, you agree with me or not? Read. But it's very hard to understand. But it makes the most sense, because again, the svara is Rubei Kekulai by bias. That's where we say Rubei. Chaim said it's far. By going inside, there's Rubei Kekulai. Chaim said there's a difference where the act of going inside, that's one act, or the going inside is only accomplished after you've been inside, then you're Mekayim the Haba. Says the Chaim, if the going inside is only accomplished after you went inside, i.e. you went there Chacharev, or by a Kohen inside the Azara, so it's only accomplished after you went inside, you can never say Rubei Kekulai, because until you went inside, you never have the kiyum of the haba. The regular halach of Rubei Kekulai is not talking about that. That's not relevant here. So, I don't know. I had that question. According to Shach, then why every sukkah do we say Rubei Kekulai?
Because there's no haba.
According to Shach, Svara.
No, but even
on a person.
There's no haba. There's just being there.
I know, but by being there, by person, you don't say miyud bata b'raiv. So I thought that maybe the answer is by sukkah, you don't have to be there. You have to eat in the sukkah. Yeah. You know, I had that question. David Soloveitchik answers why sukkah is different. Why sukkah is different. Anyway, but that's a pshat in Reb Chaim. In other words, this concept of Rubei Kekulai, why there's a difference between going inside, or why we don't say once you're inside, if you went there Chachoyrav, or you find yourself inside, we don't say Rubei Kekulai. Reb Shach has his pshat, and Reb David has his pshat, and I like it the most.
Gets triggered